Welcome to another episode of the Data Science Machine Learning Podcast. Today, our guest is Jenny Johnson. Welcome, Jenny.
Thank you.
Now, Jenny, you are on the Data Science and Machine Learning Podcast. You're not a data scientist.
I'm a manager in our Emerging Technologies Group responsible for incubation. And so what does that actually mean?
Yeah, what is an incubation manager?
So I'm part of our Advanced Analytics and Emerging Technologies team, and we actually represent that ET side of the equation, so the Emerging Technologies. And our group is responsible for the scouting and vetting of new technologies, primarily startups, that are out in the innovation ecosystem, and bringing those internal to Anadarko to solve a specific pain point that's been raised by one of our business units.
Okay. So how does that work exactly? So let's say, so a lot of these people are going to be cutting edge technology that you work with, a lot of data science, machine learning companies. So some kind of problem arises inside of the company. And how does that work, though? Kind of the full pipeline from how you get a problem and then you decide that you're going to go look out in the like startup ecosystem. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's a very fair statement. Okay. So essentially, you know, we have counterparts, technology counterparts across each of our asset teams and business units. And we're meeting with them on a frequent basis. They bring pain points or business needs back to us. We then have, essentially a community and an ecosystem that consists of, startup partners that we're aware of out in the ecosystem, as well as a network of venture capitalists, scouting partners, as well as local accelerators and incubators that help us connect to different startups and new technologies that we may not be aware of. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, while we're on the topic, so we're of course here in Houston, Texas, which is kind of the energy city. What about from a tech startup perspective? How's Houston doing?
You know, there are a lot of exciting initiatives ongoing right now in the city of Houston. You're likely hearing about a lot of the new developments and groundbreaking for the ION, which will be a new innovation hub for the city of Houston. It's sponsored by, through Rice University, as well as, one of the partners that Anadarko is working with, Station Houston. And they're a nonprofit organization. They're a local accelerator and startup hub here within the city. And, they are a great resource for us to do what we like to call open calls, or, when we identify a pain point, they can cast that net out to their network of different startups across the globe. And then they bring back, different technologies that may meet the needs of Anadarko. And so, they're really at the cutting edge of what's happening in innovation in the city, as well as helping us connect to an ecosystem that's larger than just the Houston network.
Very cool. So these places, you partner with all of these different places, and they are also helping you scout for
I think that there was a metric that came up last year that there's a new startup, almost every 3 seconds that's created. And with a team of 4 individuals here within Anadarko, there's no way that we can keep up with that amount of, technology. Mm-hmm. And so we really leverage partners such as Station Houston, as well as venture capital networks, and some alliance, even some of our industry peers and scouting partners. There are resources that, we have access to help us go through a curated list of startups, proven technologies, those that, may already be in use in the market that we're not aware of. Mm-hmm. And so we have a very strong network that helps us gain very rapid access to that curated set of technologies.
Very cool. Okay. So you have some of these partners here and you're looking all over the globe. You also maybe have already worked with some of these partners and you already are aware of people that might solve the pain point. Mm-hmm. You've got these different pain points that have been given to you from within inside the company. And then where do you go from there?
So, once we have identified a technology that we would like to work with, we also have an execution arm and a project management arm.
Let's say you get it down to out of all of that pool, how do you narrow it down to just even that one from that
one that we want to work with? We go through a pretty rigorous scouting and vetting process. So emerging technologies in our organization will take a first pass at looking at each of those companies. we'll understand, is it a viable technology? Does it meet a pain point that we have within Anadarko? Do they have a management team and technology that we would be able to take to scale and commercialize within the market across, you know, our numerous assets? Once we you know, have identified that it is a technology we'd potentially like to move forward with, we pull in individuals from our assets as well as our data science team to go through a very rigorous technical evaluation to understand, are they using the latest machine learning approaches? You know, do they have technical competency within the individuals that they have on their teams? And, you know, is it a company that we want to partner with? And, you know, the really cool thing about working with many of these startups is that we can guide the technical roadmap. If we start working with them early on, you know, they become part of our team, and, you know, our resources internally help to guide that technology, and we almost co-develop to bring these solutions into market.
So at this point, you're at pretty much at the end of the pipeline. You've narrowed it down. You've got the problem, narrowed down some innovative solutions, maybe from a startup,
right,
and maybe you've even partnered with one. And now it's time to, let's say, prove it at that point. And so how do you finish this all off?
Yeah, so we always go into every pilot with scale in mind. So we want to be sure that we can test the technology through a pilot, but then ultimately be able to scale this across all of the assets within Anadarko. And, you know, there are several ways that we do that. You know, we de-risk these pilots through the emerging technology and AIDT organization by providing resources to help lead these pilots.
What does that mean to de-risk it?
De-risk, you know, honestly, with emerging technologies, it's oftentimes not budgeted or planned within our asset teams. You know, there's no way to plan for the unknown.
Yeah.
And so as we find these new technologies, we as the technology organization want to make it, you know, and help incentivize the organizations to trial the technology and find the right solution that will, you know, improve their operational performance. Part of that also goes around funding. You know, budget is always, you know, difficult.
I assume, is that kind of the main risk, is
the budget?
How much is it going to cost to really scale it?
Correct.
Okay.
And so, you know, we do have budget to help support that. And so typically look at allocating, you know, potentially a 50-50 split if there's a technology that's of interest for one of our business unit or asset teams to trial.
Okay. And then, so then finally at that point, it's time to actually try to put it into execution, and you maybe test it out first on a small scale, and you just slowly will scale it up until, and some of these have become larger solutions.
They have. We've taken, you know, several different technologies to scale internally, and they're all posted on our website.
Okay.
So you can see, you know, all of the emerging technology projects posted with the results and those that are at scale.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, we establish the metrics at the start to determine, you know, as we execute this pilot, did we meet, you know, the production uplift target that we established, or, you know, were we able to successfully extract the data that we set out to achieve? And if we're able to do that on a small scale on, you know, potentially 10 wells, how do we take that to 100 wells? How do we take it to 1,000 wells? And that becomes then the scale plan, and making sure that we work with, you know, our communications team, as well as all of the assets to successfully deploy that and make sure that, you know, the technology is something that is actually in use at the end of the day.
How large of a role would you say data science and machine learning are in all of these newer technologies that are emerging and these problem points that you're getting? Maybe even like just a rough percent to start off with?
A rough percentage. I mean, honestly, I think that data science underlies, I mean, almost all of the technologies
in some way or another
that we're working with. You know, sometimes we're finding novel hardware solutions that are changing the oil and gas industry. But at the end of the day, you know, most of it is how we're working with the data and what we're able to actually, the insights that we're able to extract from that. And we're finding that's all driven by, you know, advancements in the data science space.
Awesome. Let's talk about a particular problem in this arena. So you've been working on something a little bit more recently, a particular problem that you've been involved in. And can you tell a little bit about the problem?
Yeah, So, you know, last year our supply chain organization came to us with a pain point, and we have millions of invoice files that are just stored as image files within one of our internal databases. And, you know, it contains a lot of part number specific information that we don't currently have in, you know, SAP in our systems of record. And so, you know, we listened to that pain point, and we were able to see a couple technologies out in the market. One in particular that we went on to execute a pilot with. But, you know, once supply chain identified that pain point, we were then able to compile several different technologies for them to evaluate. And we hosted what we like to call a technology showcase event. And we bring in each of these startups, and we host them for, you know, essentially 10 to 15 minute pitch sessions. They convey their technology to our supply chain, or the SVs in this case. And then from there, you know, we survey and we evaluate if there's, you know, any interest in continuing on. In this case, there was. We found a small startup that has been working with specifically using machine learning to extract unstructured data from, you know, all of these image files. Uh-huh. And so, you know, they have very strong machine learning capabilities, and they were able to, you know, basically scan through all of the image files and cluster those documents based on the context and kind of the structure of each of those documents, and then apply another set of algorithms that actually extracts that data into a normalized format that we could then feed back into our supply chain systems. So at the end of the day, from a pilot, we were able to take a subset of our invoices from 2018 and create almost 19,000 new line items of information that gave us very valuable costing information that we did not have access to before.
Very cool. As far as the levels that you look for in terms of how cutting edge these startups are, what space do you kind of operate in? Is it anything R&D you're willing to look at, or is there kind of like a level of how cutting edge you're willing to kind of go out, given that these all have to actually be solutions to some
Correct.
Problem at the end of the day that you're going to deploy?
As an emerging technology organization, our, you know, job and remit is to look as far out as we possibly can and understand what technologies are emerging, what may be beneficial to Anadarko. But in terms of finding those technologies that we could bring in and provide immediate value for the organization, that typically means that they have to have some type of field-ready prototype or methodology that we would be able to immediately apply. So that's usually our gauge, is to understand, are they ready for a field trial? But at the same point in time, we want to try to look, you know, 3, 5, 10 years out into the future to understand what's coming down the pipeline.
Okay. So maybe there has to be kind of some level of maturity before you're willing to
typically take a look. Before we bring those in and introduce them to, you know, one of the assets or the business units, they do have to have credibility and a prototype that we would be able to apply.
Okay, so not just like a pure research like concept or something like that.
There are a couple areas where we're looking into doing more research and concept, you know, in terms of what we can do for, you know, automation of, you know, and kind of moving into the digital oil field. But in terms of most of the pilots, we've had, you know, technologies that are very early stage, but ready to be deployed immediately.
Okay. And we're going to continue this conversation more. In part two, we're going to look at the other side of the equation from, let's say, a data scientist perspective who might actually be in one of these startups.